From the roof of the great Northwest, the President of the United States speaks. To dedicate the WPA-built Timberline Lodge on the side of Oregon's Mount Hood, the President has motored 78 curving miles from Bonneville Dam, which he dedicated this morning. Far from the locks and spillways of Bonneville, far from the fighting black salmon of the Columbia River, the presidential party has climbed past the famous apple orchards into the tall timber of Oregon. Here, where the giant fir tree stop and the sheer rock wall begins, the president pauses in his inspection tour of the Northwest's vast power projects to visit this winter sports lodge. Above him tower frosty white glaciers. Below him, the evergreen forests march into the valleys. Before him, Oregon's Cascade Mountains are spread out in an unbelievable 100-mile ocean of tumbling, tossing peaks. This is the picture as the governor of Oregon, the Honorable Charles H. Martin, steps forward on the rough stone balcony to open the ceremonies. Ladies and gentlemen, Governor Martin.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Oregonians, guests, the president.
Governor Martin, ladies and gentlemen, here I am on the slopes of Mount Hood, where I've always wanted to come. I am here to dedicate Timberline Lodge, and I do so in the words of the bronze tablet which is directly in front of me, on the coping of this very wonderful building. Timberline Lodge, Mount Hood National Forest, dedicated September 28, 1937, by the President of the United States, as a monument to the skill and faithful performance of workers on the rolls of the Works Progress Administration. In the past few days, I have inspected many great governmental activities, parks and soil protection sponsored by WPA, buildings erected with the assistance of the Public Works Administration, our oldest and best-known national park, the Yellowstone, under the jurisdiction of the National Park Service, great irrigation areas fathered by the Reclamation Service, and a few hours ago, a huge navigation and power dam built by the Army Engineers. And now I find myself in one of our many national forests here on the slopes of Mount Hood. The people of the United States are singularly fortunate in having such great areas of the outdoors in the permanent possession of the people themselves, permanently available for many different forms of use. In the total of the acreage of the national forests, all of those many acres in many, many states of the Union already play an important part in our economy. And as the years go by, their usefulness is bound to expand. A good many of us probably think of the national forests as having the primary function of saving our timber resources. But they do far more than that. Much of the timber in them is cut and sold under scientific methods and replaced on the system of rotation by new stands of many types of useful trees. The national forests, in addition, provide forage for livestock and game. They husband our water at the source. They mitigate our floods and prevent the erosion of our soil. Last but not least, our national forests will provide constantly increasing opportunity for recreational use. This Timberline Lodge marks a venture that was made possible by the WPA, emergency relief work, in order that we may test the workability of recreational facilities installed by the government itself and operated under its control. Here to Mount Hood will come thousands and thousands of visitors in the coming years. Looking east, towards eastern Oregon with its great livestock raising areas, these visitors are going to visualize the relationship between the cattle ranches and the summer ranges in the forests. Looking westward and northward toward Portland and the Columbia River, with their great lumber and other wood-using industries, visitors will understand the part that national forest timber will play in the support of this important element of northwestern prosperity. Those who follow us to Timberline Lodge on their holidays and vacations will represent the enjoyment of new opportunities for play in every season of the year. And I mention specially every season in the year because we as a nation, I think, are coming to realize that the summer isn't the only time for play. And I look forward to the day when many, many people from this region of the nation are going to come here in the winter for skiing and tobogganing and various other forms of winter sports. Among them, all of these visitors, winter and summer, spring and autumn, there will be many from the uttermost parts of our nation, from the Atlantic seaboard, from the Gulf of Mexico, from the Middle West, travelers from every one of the other 47 states, travelers in addition from the territories of Hawaii and Alaska, territories also from that part of America, Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. I'm very keen about travel, not only personally, you know that, but also travel for as many Americans as can possibly afford it. Because those Americans will be fulfilling a very desirable objective of our citizenship, getting to know their own country better. And the more they see of it, the more they will realize the privileges which God and nature have given to the American people. And so I take very great pleasure in dedicating this new adjunct, not only of national prosperity, but also as a place for generations of Americans to come in the days to come.
From high upon Mount Hood, the President of the United States has dedicated Timberline Lodge, a $1 million recreation spot in the Mount Hood National Forest. From Bonneville Dam, where he spoke this morning, the President and his party motored 76 miles along the Columbia River and through giant pines, fir, and hemlock up the slopes of Mount Hood to the 6,000-foot timberline level. As President Roosevelt spoke, he faced into the sun, overlooking the sister peaks of Mount Hood in the Cascade Range. 2,000 or 3,000 people from surrounding territory and from nearby towns have come up the slopes in their steaming automobiles to see and hear the President speak. Timberline Lodge is a massive structure covering some 10,000 square feet, which seems to the eyes to almost have grown here on the southern slopes of Mount Hood, 3.5 miles by trail from the very peak and 6,000 feet above sea level. The United States Forest Service and the Works Progress Administration have combined their most sincere efforts and ingenuity, the result being a superstructure as modern as a clipper ship and yet one that belongs to the age of our pioneer fathers. The President now has proceeding inside of the lodge, and he's going to have luncheon there with some 200 guests who have made up the cavalcade for the trip from Bonneville to Mount Hood. This concludes the broadcast from Timberline Lodge to Mount Hood. This concludes the broadcast from Timberline Lodge, Oregon.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.